You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On Saturday morning, Pope Francis met the bishops of Mexico in the Cathedral of the Assumption. Vatican Radio's Veronica Scaresbrick is in Mexico with the Pope and tells us more about the building and the event.
Mexico's Metropolitan Cathedral of the Assumption is a grandiose Baroque building. It stands proud in the heart of the city. It's here in the austerity of this Baroque cathedral that Pope Francis chose to speak to the nation's bishops on the morning of Saturday 13th of February.
Queridos hermanos, estoy contento de poder encontrarlos al día siguiente de mi llegada a este país.
It lends itself to a rather solemn speech like this. It's also huge, so the bishops, all 90 of them, had plenty of elbow room. In fact, some of the half-empty pews lent to the occasion a sense of grandeur. Pope Francis stepped into this sacred space, greeted not just by the bishops, but by the sound of the notes of the Christus Vincit. And he stopped briefly to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, at the altar del Perdón, dedicated to pardon. A fitting place to begin his apostolic journey to Mexico during this Jubilee Year of Mercy. That's before taking his place at the centre of the cathedral, with as backdrop the grandiose, elaborately carved and gilded altar, the Altar de los Reyes, or of the Kings. But the most noticeable thing about the cathedral, in my opinion, are its tilting floors. They make you feel dizzy. I wonder how Pope Francis felt as he stepped in. This sinking feeling is characteristic of Mexico City. And the cathedral is built over the spongy subsoil of what was once an ancient Aztec precinct, a temple to be precise, so a place symbolically spiritual for many centuries. Earlier he had crossed the city's main square, the elegant Plaza de la Constitución, or the Zócalo, as it's popularly called, by Popemobile. And the crowds went wild with excitement. The square is the second largest in the world and can hold up to 80,000 people. Needless to say, it was filled to the brim. Papa Ancho, young people called out, be sure to come back and see us. The sun shone and it was warm, but the people who'd spent the night there had suffered the cold. Mexico City lies at over 2,000 feet above sea level and temperatures drop dramatically at night, so the local authorities thoughtfully moved in, distributing blankets and food. But they were happy just the same, even if they'd only caught a fleeting glimpse of their Latin American Pope going by. And as they do here, they cried out for a blessing. But one lone voice cried out, a woman's voice, who shouted, I have something to give you, Papa Francisco, something that cannot be bought. It's my faith, Papa Francisco. With the Pope in Mexico City, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.